I'm Christian Zadak, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When I was in my early 20s, I stumbled into a leadership position for a traveling ministry team. I ended up taking this team across the country two different times while I was in college, packing our things in a van and ministering in churches and schools. And when I look back on myself as a leader at that age, I wonder, who in their right mind would have put me in charge? When I was 20, I had a lot of energy and not a lot of anything else. I'm sure I thought I knew what I was doing, but looking back, I didn't know anything. Almost all I can remember from those times are the mistakes I made. Failing to nurture the people I was put in charge to serve. Failing to keep my cool when they inevitably let me down. In short, I wasn't very mature. The Bible is full of stories of great leaders. Thousands of books have been written about leadership principles we can observe in the lives of biblical characters, and there's a lot we can learn from their stories. One thing that tends to happen, though, as we read the accounts of men and women in the Bible, is that they loom larger than life. They can start to seem like archetypal characters from a grand narrative rather than what they actually were, which was human beings, just like you and me. They were born, they had parents, they had problems, and they had triumphs, just like the rest of us. And they had some kind of relationship to God, something you and I are afforded as well. Though the characters in these stories seem far removed from what our lives look like now, it's important to remember that they were people, and their core concerns were not all that dissimilar from our own. I think of the story of Gideon and how he needed God to prove himself more than once before he could build up the faith to trust him as much as he would need to trust him to lead the people. Or Joseph, whose family trauma followed him for years until he was finally able to resolve it and be reconciled. Even John the Baptist, with his wild devotion to God, wondered if Jesus really was the Messiah, or if he had somehow been mistaken. In John 21, seven of the disciples are sitting by the seashore. Peter says, "I'm going fishing." And the others say, "We'll come too." If this were the beginning of John, it wouldn't be that strange. Peter was a fisherman by trade. But remember, they had left their nets behind when they followed Jesus. In John 21, Jesus has already risen from the grave. He has appeared to Peter three times already. So at this point, Peter going back to fishing is like taking a step away from what Jesus called him to do, which was to lead the others in ministry. The resurrected Jesus shows up on the beach and cooks them breakfast. They bring the boat back to shore, but Peter can't wait. He dives into the water and swims to Jesus, desperate, I think, to repent of the direction he was going. And of course, Jesus forgives him and commissions him to tend the flock filled with the love of God. The disciples were young men. In the Gospels, they constantly miss what Jesus is saying, only understanding it much later. And even here, at the end of John, we can see their imperfect humanity on full display. When we read the stories of leaders in the Bible, we should certainly be inspired by their faith and all that God was able to do through them, regular people just like us. But the details of their imperfection are also there on purpose, to remind us that they were human and that only God is perfect. Of course, I wasn't a great leader back in college. I was only 20. If your imperfect humanity is on display today, show yourself some grace. He knows our frame. He remembers that we were formed from the dust of the earth and his own divine breath. The more grace we show to ourselves and to each other, the more we will be knit together into a community that looks like the kingdom of God, and the greater impact we'll be able to have in the world. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, theaccma.org.